Did I fucking say you could move? I look down at her and she stops squirming immediately. Her arms are bound above her head, keeping them stretched out to the edge of the table. Her hips are digging into the opposite end, ass exposed to me. It's plump and far too pale for my liking. I strike her hard and she yelps, pink taking over the creamy flesh at once. I hit her again and smirk. Her whimpers are what I want. I kick her legs apart and give her cunt a slap. Her lips part with a gasp. I want a different sound, though. I slap her again and the whine she gives satisfies my need. She tries to close her legs to shield her pussy, but I wedge myself between her thighs. Are you trying to keep me from what's mine? I buck my hips into her, grinding the rough bulge of my jeans into her tender cunt. This is mine. You can't keep what's mine from me, little whore. I strike her ass harder than before. The way it moves evokes a growl from me. I give her three more hard slaps and make her struggle, pant, and whine. My cock is throbbing, but I won't indulge myself yet. I reach up and grab her, her dress bunched around her stomach. Yanking it lifts her chest off the table and her wrists strain against the rope around them. She whines and tries to pull away. I can hear the fabric starting to tear as it gives me an idea. Stay put. I don't move yet. Who the fuck am I kidding? You're not going anywhere. I slap her ass for a good measure and move away. She doesn't obey very well, pulling at the rope and closing her legs as soon as I leave her. When I come back with my idea, I laugh at the sight of her on her tiptoes, pulling at her restraints. Her wrists are red. I don't even have to hurt her. She's doing it for me. Dumb fucking slut. I mock her for her attempts, and just the sound of my voice makes her body tense. At least she's learning. I get the reaction I want out of her when cold metal presses against her butt. Her muscles clench tighter and I chuckle. I can do anything I want. I tease her more, dragging the blade of the knife down her flesh to the back of her thigh, dangerously close to her pussy lips. My smirk is malicious as I spread her pussy lips ever so gently, not bothering to warn her to keep still. She seems to understand because she doesn't move. I don't even think she's breathing. I want to test her. I leave the blade between her lips and smack her ass just enough to cause a slight jiggle. Her legs shake in distress, but she manages not to cut herself. I keep myself from praising her and pull the knife out. I wipe the wetness from her cunt off the blade onto her thigh. I take the dress back in my hand and firmly yank, but this time it tears as I drag the knife across it. She grunts as she falls back onto her chest at the sudden slack. I rip the clothing away from her, exposing her naturally arched back. Not wanting to have to fight against her legs every time I want access to her pussy, I use the shreds of her dress to tie each ankle to the table's legs. It only takes a few slaps to her cunt to keep her from fighting me. She's perfect now, vulnerable and secured. Her heavy breaths are all the movement I see from her. Maybe she's wisened up and learned her place. That is my cunt, I remind her, pressing my bulge into the cleft of her pussy. I grind into her and moan. I like watching her struggle with the sensation. She fucking hates it, but she's reacting reluctantly. She can't deny it. The wet spot she leaves on the denim over my cock is evidence enough. My wet cunt. I emphasize each word with a rough thrust that bruises her hips as they involuntarily buck into the table. who owns this cunt? She doesn't answer me. I growl, displeased, and wrap my fingers in her hair, pulling her up. She yelps at the strain on her wrists from the rope and the forced arch of her throat. Whose fucking cunt is this? She gurgles out her response, choking on a sob. That's right, it's mine. I let go of her hair, pushing her back into the table and grind my cock into her more. I grunt and thrust, enjoying the tease I give myself, but I really appreciate her resisting moans. She fucking hates it. Fucking slut, you like this? You like making my cunt wet, don't you? She shakes her head, earning her 5 forceful strikes to her cheeks. Her ass isn't pale anymore, it's rosy like her mouth. The recent slaps to her ass inspire her to struggle again, but it only makes me moan. All that effort and all she ends up doing is grinding her cunt into me. I remind her of her place the easiest way I can by pulling my cock off her and slapping her across the lips. Hear that, slut? I spank it again. Juices leak onto my hand from the contact. Can you hear how wet you've made my cunt? Her shuddering sob when I hit her bare pussy once more makes my cock jump in delight. I take my hands off her and go for my belt, tugging it free from my waist and snapping it loudly. She jumps, and I watch her hands clench as she waits for it to come across her cheeks. I don't strike her with it, though, as she expects me to. Instead, I let the leather slide across her throat. Her gasp makes my cock throb. I don't fasten it around her yet, but pull her up with it. She can still breathe as I lift her breasts off the table by her neck. I use the other hand to dip fingers into her wet hole. I pump 2 inside of her, her juices pooling in my palm. She's panting, all raspy as her weight rests onto the worn leather of my belt. I wish I had a third hand to slap her defenseless tits. I want her orgasm. I want this whore coming on my hand. She's struggling to keep from moaning as I put another finger inside of her. I'm not being gentle either. I quickly push my fingers in and out. Her cunt dripping down her thighs. Fucking come, little whore, I growl as I tug on the belt, making her choke on a squeal of unwanted pleasure. Her thighs shake and her moans rumble, coming for me. I don't stop as she spasms around my fingers. I add a 4th one and go harder. I feel her come again right after the first. She's sobbing in protest now, unable to stop herself. I'm tenacious and want more. I spit on her exposed asshole and push my thumb into her. She shrieks and bucks. She's lying, it can't hurt. My thumb is too well lubed from her juices and my saliva on the hole, making it so easy to slip inside. I know she can't stand it as she climaxes again, thumb pressing down on her snug hole. I finally slow my assault as tears slide down her face and she relaxes more into the belt, making breathing a challenge. I loosen my grip on the belt to let her sag to the table surface. Her skin is flushed all over. Her legs continue to tremor as I pull my hand free from her holes. I wipe off the juices onto her ass. I know she hears the unzipping of my jeans as her body tenses again in preparation. That's right, slut, we aren't done. I step out of my jeans, kicking them aside as I toss my shirt across the room, nothing in my way now. I stroke my cock a few times, it pulses in my... I'm going to properly use my cunt, I reassure her with a slap to her pussy that squelches lewdly and makes her whine. I worked the belt around her throat again, fastening it into place this time and wrapping the excess around my hand. I have a fucking leash now. I pull her up once again as I bring the head of my cock to her wet hole. Her lips are swollen and tender. Even just rubbing the head there makes her whimper. I tease her a few moments more, my pre-cum marking what's already mine. I grunt as I thrust hard, her pussy clenching down on my cock as I enter her. It's still tight even after four fingers. I buck vigorously to ensure the entirety of me is inside her, hitting her cervix and digging her hips into the table. She chokes on her gurgled cry, the belt tightening around her throat as I pull on it. I use the belt for balance, drawing her back into me, though she doesn't go far, and the rope around her wrists keeping her strained out. She makes strangled whispers while I pant and stretch her cunt. I can feel her juices drowning my balls, her pussy already twitching around my cock. She's coming on my cock already. I pull harder on the belt and she rasps and struggles against me. Her face is more flushed than her bright red ass. I let her breathe again when I see her eyelids fluttering with unconsciousness. She's not allowed to miss a fucking second of this. Her weakness is delicious as I let go. She's slumping onto the table, heaving for breath. I continue to plunge my cock in and out of her. I grip her hip till she whines in protest and tighten my grip more. I want to leave marks on her. I let the belt slip from my other hand to bring it down on her ass again, delivering equal slaps to each cheek, three at a time. She's exhausted, but she continues to whimper from the contact. I reach under her thigh after I'm satisfied with the spanks, pressing my harsh fingers into her sensitive clit. It's like starting a fire under her. She whines and bucks, bruising her own hips against the table, trying to escape me. I didn't say you could stop, slut. You're going to keep coming on my cock till I fucking fill you up. And do I have a fucking load for you? She's sobbing as she squirms. I can feel the fast build as she comes on my cock again. The tightness almost makes my cock pop out, but I'm determined to stay inside of her. I shorten my thrust, keeping myself buried with quick, small movements. She's not going anywhere. Fuck, I growl as I feel my balls tighten up and the sensation overwhelms me. Her scream is sweet as it times so perfectly with my cum shooting inside her tender cunt. My noises are guttural and loud, almost drowning out her cries. I don't pull out right away, instead gyrating my hips into her ass, making sure every fucking drop is inside of her. I take my hand off her clit and taste her shame. My cock softens and slips out of her. I crouch down behind her and examine the puffy lips, abused clit, and the cream peeking out of her pussy. Can't have you spilling a drop, can we, come whore? She sniffles and doesn't answer me. I reach for a delicate piece of clothing lying carelessly on the floor. Lace panties, peach colored. I push them inside her cunt. She flinches but doesn't fight me. There, now nothing will spill out of my cunt. I give the lips a soft tap that makes her thighs tense. I chuckle and nibble on her reddened cheek, licking at it to taste her excess juices and sweat. I want more, but I need to pace myself. She's not going anywhere. I'll leave her there till I'm ready for another hole to be filled.